It's time for Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. All this year, we focus in on the Bucky's legend, R.H. Bob Peters. His son Steve joins us next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. Last summer at RH's Celebration of Life, his son and his daughter, one of the many speakers. His son Steve on the importance of education to RH.
Just a couple more things. I know I'm over my time limit. I will tell you this too. So Lou ran this whole show and she said, you got 5 minutes. I said, Mom, I can't do this in 5 minutes. Is there going to be a timer? Can I talk as long as I want? Yes, talk as long as you want. As long as it's under 5 minutes. And that's a true story, by the way. Two things about my dad. The other thing was that education was really important to him. And he passed that on to a lot of people in this room, that education was extremely important, was to learn and how important that got you in life. He was the first person in his family to go to school, to go to college and get a college degree. And he did it by himself. He worked his way through. He swept up at a hotel, and during the daytime and nighttime, he'd go coach kids hockey. And that's how his love of coaching started, in school. And so he passed that love of education on to his family, and now we've passed it on to our kids. And if you could see his room now, the books on World War II and the history and the studying and reading he did, you'd really see his passion for it. But the other thing he did is had a passion for poetry through that education. And if any of you have heard the Robert Service poems, the shooting of Dan McGrew and the cremation of Sam McGee. And if you haven't heard him told it, first of all, unbelievable storyteller. And telling those poems, it was a performance. It was an act. And you could see the pride in his eyes. They're 15-minute poems. And he memorized every word. And every friend of ours got to hear it every time they came over to the house. So in a two-hour hockey trip to Thief River Falls, we got to hear him a couple of times each there and back. So maybe not as exciting as you may think, but every time I hear a Robert Service poem, I think of my dad and the pride he had when he told those stories. The last thing I want to talk about is he was still my dad, and he would still play catch with me. And you see that movie, Dad, Do You Want to Have a Catch? I'm going to miss that, because that was a special moment for me, because we would play catch. And if anybody, and I'm sure he might have done this with somebody else in this room, he'd pick up the ball and he'd throw it like a knuckleball. And that was, did you see that thing dance? Did you see it jump? No, Dad, I didn't. And every time he'd throw it, did you see it dance? Did you see my knuckleball? My son started 7, 8 years old playing catch, and he started throwing him that same knuckleball. And that's a part of my dad that I'm gonna miss, that time that I had with him.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.